You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Program. We have David Thorpe on the line coming to us from Otatahi Christchurch talking about his backyard skiffle band show and instrument making workshop, which is going to be here in Otipoti, Dunedin, over the weekend. Morena, how you doing?
How you doing, Zach? Good to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you on, man. It's great to have you on. How's Christchurch treating you?
It's nice. It's very good. It's a little cloudy today, but it's beautiful as always.
Nice, nice. The forecast for Dunedin is straight up just cloud all day.
Yeah, so. I know. I've packed accordingly.
It's nice in a sense because it's like security. You know what's going to happen, but also that security leads into kind of a blandness, I feel, and it becomes a bit too mundane and repetitious. But how nuts is it that it's already April? Isn't that crazy?
I know. Amazing. I've just come from Wanaka, and that's just been wild down there. You know, again, just change of the seasons, beautiful.
Yeah, I bet. Have you been to Wanaka much?
I have over the years, from time to time, and obviously it's changing every year I go, really. Obviously the scenery stays the same, but the amount of houses and stuff is changing.
Yeah, it's exploding, that whole central Otago region, like Cromwell as well is going crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
No offense to Cromwell, I do prefer Wanaka, indefinitely. But it's crazy, that region. I do enjoy it. Now, you are sort of a skiffle aficionado. You're in a skiffle band, but you also perform under the moniker Lil Chuck, the one-man skiffle machine.
Yes.
How do you get so into skiffle music?
I love the DIY aspect of it, and I love the simplicity of it. And it's kind of what got kids really alive and playing their own music. And so if you go back to 1956, 57, 58, when this kind of what's called the skiffle boom kicked off, they were kids who didn't have any preconceptions about the music, and they were just making their own music, and they call it the punk of the 50s. And it's kind of that's what it was. It was DIY music. And I came into music from a very untrained approach, and it just resonated with me, just this kind of learning three chords and giving it your all.
Mm.
And I think that's what I love about it. It's very rootsy. And it's a forgotten part of music history, really.
Yeah, totally. And for those who don't know, skiffle music is kind of like a indie bluegrass kind of country sound, using a lot of kind of improvised instruments, which I guess we'll get to in a second. So you're a big fan of the accessibility and the DIY aspect.
Yeah, huge.
Awesome. I think that is really, really a highlight of the genre. I mean, that's just so fascinating. You know, what skiffle instrument are you most proud of that you've made?
Well, I make diddly bows, which are sort of single stringed instruments, and I like making them out of things just like an old tin and a broom handle and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got tea chest bases that I've made, and I find old tea chests around, and washboards, of course. And then I've even over the years managed to now find some great old 50s guitars and stuff from that era. And, really a bit of everything, kazoos, harmonicas, the whole shebang, really.
Nice, nice. How often are you making these instruments?
Oh, whenever I can get in the shed and do it, it's great fun because I like the, I kind of limit the research and development. That's the other point for me, is it's like not thinking about it too much, more just sort of starting and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever try and make a skiffle orchestra?
Well, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. So that's part of this backyard skiffle band that I'm going to be doing down in Dunedin. And and I take it around schools, and I'm doing a show in the Octagon. Mm-hmm. And that's where I actually build a band on stage. Just getting kids up, and it always works. Just getting kids together, and just having, and I do these things called skiffle and junk band jams, where I just get loads of people together with these instruments, and we just start having a jam. It's brilliant.
That's fantastic. You are running an instrument making workshop this Saturday as part of the Dunedin Arts Festival. What kinds of instruments are most frequently made? You know, are they more percussion? Are they more wind oriented? Are they string oriented? What's the go?
Yeah. I mean, so percussion's obviously the easiest, and I tailor these workshops to kids, you know, and parents come along, you know. So obviously shakers. And I make sort of a castanets and things like that. They're all easy things you can just put stuff in and shake it, really. That's easy and quick. obviously, when you start to get into diddly bows and things like that, that's a bit more time-consuming, mm-hmm. you know? But I have done those workshops with those as well. And even in Wanaka, I did one. And some kids bought some bits along, like some broom handles and some tins. And we actually did end up making a couple of those pretty quickly. But we did actually manage to achieve that. So, yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. What's the most unassuming object that you've ever seen be turned into an instrument?
Okay, here's one. You might be too young for this. Who knows? But the Zip Zap machine, which is the precursor to the FPOS machine, where you used to put the three sheets of carbon paper, like a checkbook thing, and slide it across the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Zip Zap, and that makes a great... I've got one of those, and it makes a great zhik-zhik noise, you know? Mm-hmm. So I use that as an instrument.
Crack up!
That's so cool. I think I've seen them in movies, but I don't think I've ever seen them in real life.
Yeah, it's a classic. I ask the kids what that is every show I do, and nobody really knows.
I saw in a flyer you had where you had some suggestions for materials that people can bring along to invent instruments, and I saw that you've included rice, pasta, and beans. Now, I assume that these are for kind of maraca type
the shakers, yeah. So, say, for example, you can get, I don't know, like an old vitamin pill bottle or whatever, and you can put things in there, or tin cans. Really good, and then we make lids for the tin cans or whatever, and different things in them have different noises, and the kids like making that sort of stuff, you know. It's not too highbrow, but it's good fun, you know.
Oh no, it is really beautiful fun. And if people want to go and see your band and make some instruments, where can they go, and what time?
So we're doing my show, which is the kind of the full family show, that's at 1 o'clock in the Octagon, and then on Saturday, yeah, and then next to that we're going to be doing the workshop after the show, so and that's where we can start making some stuff. The idea really is I try and give kids ideas and adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for adults and teachers because they start going, oh okay, you could do this and you could do that, and it's just getting the ball rolling, really, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important. And then I've got a show later on with my little Chuck one man band with the Eastern on the Saturday as well. It's Eric's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That'll be a lot of fun. Well, thank you for coming on the program and talking all about Skiffle. Really, really appreciate it. And I hope that you have a great trip down.
It'd be excellent. I'm really looking forward to being down there for the week.
Yeah, it'll be good. All right. Thank you very much for coming on the program, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, folks. That was David Thorpe, who's running a Skiffle band workshop and performing this Saturday. If you'd like to see him perform and then do the workshop, head down to the Octagon at 1 o'clock this Saturday. If it's raining, it'll be moved to Te Whare or Rukutia. It's 9:44 in the AM here on the program. We're gonna hear some Skiffle from David himself, from his Lil Chuck, the one man Skiffle machine. We're gonna hear I Would Have If I Could Have, and then after that we'll have some clowning around. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
1, 2, 3. I would have if I could have, but I didn't, and you're not having any of it. I would have if I could have, but I didn't, and you're not having any of it. Well, I would have if I could have, but I didn't, and you're not having any of it. But you got it for me, and now you want it all. Well, the days are long, and the nights are short, and the bills keep on going on it.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.